The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh yeah, we are heading for trouble. And I know a lot of people think that the market itself is headed for trouble, but with the danger zone, we are looking at individual securities that David Trainer and the crew from New Constructs believe are misvalued and are dangerous. And today that crew is important because David is away. Instead, Kyle Guskey joins us now. He's investment analyst for New Constructs. He is one of the people who helps David put together the Danger Zone picks. They put them on the show, of course, but then they also blog about them. So if you ever want more information on anything you hear on this show with the folks from New Constructs, go to newconstructs.com. You can also find the most dangerous and most attractive list there. And of course, if you don't want to miss anything they're doing, you'll follow them on Twitter where they're at New Constructs. Kyle Guskey, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Thanks.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Meridian Contrarian Fund.
Danger, danger.
Meridian Contrarian Fund. That is MFCAX for the A shares. And why is this fund, which had a very good, a reasonably good, at least 2017, and is up a little bit, although who knows what the market's going to do for any fund at this point, why is this fund in the danger zone right now?
Yeah, so as you know, we look at funds on two key aspects, that is their holdings and their costs. And despite this fund's good one-year performance, Morningstar gives it a four-star rating. We have a very unattractive rating on it, which would be, I guess, one star for us.
Yeah, well, we sum it up this way.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, so it can have four stars from Morningstar. That doesn't mean it's as attractive as other people might think it is, and you guys, that's what you do. So what's the disconnect here?
When we look at the holdings of the fund, we're seeing that right off the bat, the fund allocates less to attractive or better stocks than a benchmark and more to very unattractive rated stocks. Specifically, they have 48% of their portfolio is very unattractive compared to 34% for the benchmark. Seven of the top 10 holdings receive an unattractive rating, one of the top 10 being previous Danger Zone pick, Verint Systems. And when we nail down into the details, we look at all the stocks that are held by the fund, we analyze them, and then put them all together to put together a rating on the fund. We see that the return on invested capital for these holdings is 10%, which is below the 16% earned by the benchmark. 0% free cash flow yield compared to 2% for the benchmark. These are kind of remarkable because one of the stated criteria for stock picking of this fund is improving ROIC and free cash flow. So there's kind of a disconnect there. So not only are the cash flows not as high quality as the benchmark, then you have valuations. They are finding overvalued stocks compared to the benchmark. We look at growth appreciation period of 54 years compared to 39 for the benchmark. And basically that means that companies of this fund have to grow economic earnings for 15 years longer than the benchmark simply to justify their current stock prices, which given lower profitability seems unlikely. And then to round it all up is the high total annual cost, which is our all-in account of front-end, back-end, loads, redemption fees, transaction costs, basically the true cost of investing in this fund. At 3.91%, they're actually higher than 96% of all the funds under coverage. And when you take into account those fees that this fund needs to outperform by an average of 3.69% annually over 3 years, simply to outperform its benchmark after fees, which hasn't happened over the past 3, 5, 10 year periods.
So ultimately, when you see a fund that is poorly positioned, that is not as attractive as the numbers, how does that typically play out? Because, you know, Morningstar looks at this and they see it as okay, and there might be some investors who are attracted, admittedly not necessarily attracted to the high fee structure on this one, but they wouldn't necessarily know that, you know, Verint Pharmaceuticals or what have you is a problem area for you guys. So, you know, is there an expectation for how much a fund like this might underperform going forward?
Really, and I think the, you know, 1 year performance looks good, and that's why partly the backward looking ratings aren't as helpful sometimes. We look at it more from a, just a, what the fund's holdings, you know, what their ratings are. And so we kind of think of it as a predictive rating. We can't really and truly value it simply because it doesn't trade in line directly with a stock price. But when we look at the actual valuation, you know, we can value our stocks on price to economic book value, which is simply looking at, you know, the no growth value. And the, when you take all the holdings combined, this has a price to economic book value ratio of 4.5, which would essentially mean profits need to grow by, you know, quadruple from their current, simply to equal the economic book value of the holdings. So we're looking at highly overvalued stocks on a fund that actually charges, you know, more for those overvalued stocks.
Yeah, highly overvalued stocks that you're paying too much for because of the fund being pricey. Yep, that's going to make something dangerous, and it's what has put Meridian Contrarian Fund. The Class A shares are MFCAX. It's what put Meridian Contrarian into the danger zone. Kyle Guskey, thanks for standing in for David Trainer. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. And if you want to learn about New Constructs and how they evaluate securities on that scale of most attractive to most dangerous, go to newconstructs.com. Don't forget, you can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. We're heading for home on the Monday, February 12th edition of Money Life. Up next, Michael Guyad from Pension Partners, when Money Life continues in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.